Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is John Batchelor speaking to colleague Conrad Black about the announcement in Canada, in Ottawa, that the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, intends to resign. What about Justin Trudeau's policies have led him to this plunge in approval rating, so much so that he resigns, having lost the affection and tolerance of so much of the population, including his own parliamentary members in the Liberal Party? Conrad identifies several issues. The one he comments here upon is the green policies that turned their back, discouraged fossil fuel exploitation, discouraged to no success for the Canadian people. Here's Conrad Black on saving the world through green didn't work for Justin Trudeau after 9 years. More of this tonight.
And these extreme conclusions are completely unjustified on any scientific facts we have. In general, if you're announcing you're saving the planet and improving the environment, a lot of people will buy into that and think it's a good thing. But once the cost of it comes home, increasing gasoline prices to get around in your car, and increasing home fuel prices, much of Canada has a fairly heavy winter, like your Minnesota and Chicago and so forth around there. What it costs to heat your house is very important. And everyone wants a nice environment, but they don't want to go broke paying out of an unsubstantiated fear that if we don't reduce oil and gas use, we're going to get into an overheated situation in which we will gradually render the human race extinct, which is, of course, complete raving nonsense. But a number of our Western countries, including both Canada and the U.S., have gone too far along that line, and the voters are rolling it back here, as they've done in your country.